No one likes me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. No one likes me. What a miserable way to begin an idea or a talk. This is my thought for today. No one likes me. Well, I'm saying that because that's what we say sometimes. And that's what we think sometimes. That's even worse than saying it. Although, what's worse or what's better? No one likes me. Whenever I think that thought, then everywhere I look, I see evidence that no one likes me. When I think the thought, no one likes me, everywhere I look, I see that people just don't like me. Because I have created them not liking me. And boy, oh boy, that's pretty crummy. Creating people not to like me? What a terrible thing to do. But yet, it's what I do. I do it by my words, by my actions. I do it by my thoughts. I do it by who I am and how I look at the world. Now, how do I look at the world? If I look at the world as a wonderful, joyful, happy place, then that's just the way the world is. If I look at the world and I see everyone in the world doing things that make them happy and peaceful and fulfilled, then that's just the way the world is. The world is just what I think it should be. Now, what do you think the world should be for you? How would you like the world to be in your attitude? How would you like the world to be in your life? How would I like the world to be in my life? Always first person present tense positive. I stay in the me thought, in the I thought, yes. And so, how would I like my world to be? Well, I would like my world to be joyful and happy and everyone liking everyone. Peace on earth. And having it begin with me. Oh boy, oh boy. Peace on earth, and it begins with me. This is the most joyful, positive, wonderful thing we could ever do for ourselves. We walk down the street and we see people having an angry discussion. And we think, oh, how terrible. But no, we wouldn't see that if we were not unhappy with ourselves. If we did not think that everyone didn't like us, we would not see other people in an unhappy state of consciousness. We only see outwardly what we are within. That's all I see outwardly, is what I am within. So, it's up to me to do a little bit of readjusting. No one likes me. Like me. No one likes me like me. I am the only one who knows how to like me. I am the only one who knows how to appreciate me. I am the only one to realize how wonderful I am. And so, every moment of my day, every moment of my life, I constantly look at my world as I look at myself. And I look at my body and I say, wow, every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect right now. I look at my eyes and say, what beautiful eyes! They're always seeing good, peace, love, joy, beauty everywhere. Oh, my ears hear only beautiful things, only harmonious things. My ears hear only that which is joyous and that which is wonderful. My voice speaks only that which is my inner purity. No one likes me like me. I like myself very well, really. And so, how I like myself is how I see the world. And I see everyone in the world just as wonderful as I am. Now you say, that's sort of selfish. No, not at all. If I truly like myself, and I like everyone like I like myself, could I do anything better? If I look at the world as beautiful and good because I look at myself as beautiful and good, is that a beautiful and good thing to do? If I look at the world and see everyone in the world doing happy healthy, hearty things in abundance, joy and peace and harmony. If I look at the world like that, because I look at myself like that, am I doing the world a disservice? Oh, no, my goodness, no. I am being a blessing to the world. You see, every time I'm a blessing to myself, recognizing how wonderful I am, I have that ability to see outwardly in the world exactly what I am within myself. So when I look within myself and I see goodness and harmony and peace, when I look within myself and I see the magic of all, then that's what I look out into the world and see. Because my world is a pure reflection of how well I like me. Now, if I don't like me very well, my world's not a happy world. So I better pump up the I like me. If I don't think I'm a wonderful person, my world's not a wonderful person, not a wonderful being. And I better pump up my attitude about myself and say, I like me. I'm a happy guy. I'm filled with love and joy and peace and harmony. Oh, my goodness. I am so wonderful. And you say, oh, come on now. No. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. In the littlest things to the biggest things, it doesn't matter. As long as I like me, I will look at everything through those eyes. No one can like me like I like me, because no one has the capacity to understand who I am. But, here's the rub. Everyone has and is a reflection of what I think about myself. Everyone is a reflection of what I think about myself. So if I think happy thoughts about myself, everyone is thinking happy thoughts about themselves and me. If I think abundant thoughts about myself, everyone is thinking abundant thoughts about themselves and me. First, me. Now, you say, oh, come on, that sounds so selfish. No, it isn't selfish at all. It's only my world is made up of people who are abundant because I live in an abundant consciousness. My world is filled with people who are so healthy and so fantastically happy with their bodies and with their minds and their affairs. Wow! Yes, that's because I am. I live in a world of masters, people who absolutely are in charge of their life and their affairs, and they remain that way joyfully without pushing anybody around. If they want to be a millionaire, they speak their word, bunk, and they're a millionaire. They don't have to step on other people and walk over other people and take money away from this area or that area. They just are it. Now you say, well, Herb, that's not the way that the world is. That's true. That's the way the world has been trained to be all these years. Now, that doesn't mean that's the way the world is. That's just the way the world's been trained. If we train a child to do naughty things, the child's going to do naughty things, even though doing naughty things is not a good thing. So if we train a child to do good things, and ourselves to do good things, and we do good things, then the world's going to say, hey, they do good things. And the world's going to say, I like that. I like that. So, no one likes me like I like me. And so, it is up to me now to get busy and start liking myself, start seeing myself doing everything beautiful and good, start seeing myself as the peacemaker of the world, start seeing myself as a peacemaker within myself. Whenever something a little edgy or negative happens in my life or affairs, I immediately say, I am balance, I am peace, I am harmony, all is in divine order, I am happy, all is in divine order, I am happy, all is in divine order, I am happy. Immediately when something comes to my attention that is not something I want in my household, I immediately say, all is in divine order. And then whatever does not belong gets out and stays out. I don't have to go after it several times. I just immediately say, my house is the house of the divine. My house is good. All in my house is beautiful and wonderful. All is in divine order. I am divine order. And as I reaffirm this, and reaffirm this, and reaffirm this, this is my reality. No one likes me like I like me. No one has the capacity to like me like I like me. So today I like me more than I ever liked me before. And I like me so wonderfully. I think I'm such a wonderful person. And I look out and I see wonderful people. I think I'm such a healthy person. And I look out and see healthy people. I look out and I say I'm a wealthy person. And I look out and see wealthy people. Everything is happy. Everything is harmonious. You see, no one likes me like I like me. And so I take the I like me and I look out into my world and I see my pure, beautiful reflection. And so it always is. Now it's up to me to be master of that. And today I am the master of that. Because I like me, and I like me so well that I look out and I see all the world liking me just as well. Have a wonderful day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.